3 people were transported to hospital early last night suffering from smoke inhalation after a fire broke out inside their Malulabar home. Fire crews and paramedics were called to the property on River Esplanade just after 9 p.m. A woman aged in her 20s and her 2 children were admitted to Sunshine Coast University Hospital in stable conditions. Meanwhile, a female cyclist aged in her 20s suffered life-threatening head injuries after she was allegedly hit by a car at Minyama on Tuesday afternoon. The accident happened at the busy intersection of Nicklin Way and Jessica Boulevard just before 3 p.m. The forensic crash unit is investigating, with witnesses urged to contact police. The state government will spend $40 million on a pilot renewable energy project in Caloundra. It'll establish a battery power storage facility to expand solar electricity to people living in multi-unit properties and to renters. Energy Minister Mick DeBrenny says the benefits will be shared across customer sites in Caloundra starting from January next year.
In this first local renewable energy zone, we think that we'll be able to achieve up to 550 participants. And the savings for those households could be as much as $20 a week off their power bill, and for some, driving them towards a zero power bill as well.
Developer Stockland is planning to build a 130-metre long and 4-metre wide pedestrian bridge over Lake Kawana. The $27 million project would link Sportsman Parade near Venue 114 to Stockland Batinia Shopping Complex. If approved, the bridge should be finished and open to the public in early 2026.